It's Fuck Yeah Friday.
Fuck yeah!
Get ready for some wins.
Welcome to the Be It Till You See It podcast, where we talk about taking messy action knowing that perfect is boring. I'm Leslie Logan, Pilates instructor and fitness business coach. I've trained thousands of people around the world, and the number one thing I see stopping people from achieving anything is self-doubt. My friends, action brings clarity, and it's the antidote to fear. Each week, my guests will bring bold, executable, intrinsic, and targeted steps that you can use to put yourself first and be it till you see it. It's a practice, not a perfect. Let's get started.
Welcome back to the Be It Till You See It podcast. Today is a Fuck Yeah Friday, which means I share one of yours, share one of mine. I give you an affirmation, and this is all so that we can start to celebrate more things, like start to just recognize the things that we're doing. And how they're impacting our lives. And some of the smallest things could be the biggest ripple effect. Like when you ever like toss a pebble into the water, like it just ripples forever and ever and ever, right? Toss a rock, it just sinks to the bottom. It has a little bit of splash. So it's kind of amazing. Like what happens if we celebrate the small stuff more often? So your win. This is from Jane Kay. She's an Elevate and OPC member. So she said, I had a client today for a second session. She has quite a list of health issues and talks nonstop, literally, but she's a lovely lady. Definitely a cup half full type. She really made my day though. She was doing arm springs for the first time today, swapped out with roll back bar springs. I set her up with a soft ball between her knees and ran through a couple of things about her shoulder placement as she's pretty round shouldered, and then got her going. Started with up, down, and after a few reps, she asked me where she should feel it. Instead of telling her, I asked her where she was feeling it. And she said she was embarrassed to tell me. I asked her why she said that, and she didn't want me to laugh at her, but she could feel it in her back, around the outside of her ribs, and up towards her armpits. Wow. I nearly picked her up and gave her a hug. That is the funnest win. It's so cute. It's just so fun. You know, I love that so much. One of the things I teach people in Elevate is like, don't tell people where they should feel it. Ask where they feel it, because that's going to let you know if they're in the right place or not. If we're telling people where to feel things, then if they don't feel it there, they're going to feel like something's wrong with them. When there's nothing wrong with them, it might just be the placement, right? So thank you, Jane, for sharing that. All right, loves, it's here. OPC Summer Camp. You know that thing we started last year? Well, we're doing it again this year, and we're making it bigger and better than ever because we have teachers from all over the world, which means all day long you can nerd out with me at Camp Zoom from the comfort of your own home in your favorite Pilates workout outfit without having to get bugs or dirt or weird camp food that's like some weird slaw. No, you can have the amazing food from your own home. You can be whatever clothes you want to be in, and you can join us all day long for whatever workouts and workshops you sign up for. In fact, you can even do a whole day pass and save the most money. In fact, up to 56% off if you buy the day pass. So go to opc.me/events to see the full schedule and lineup of events. If you only have access to a mat, we've got plenty of stuff for you. We've got reformer. We've got some happy hip reformer with you. We've got so many amazing things. You can go to opc.me/events to see the whole schedule, all 14 teachers, and all the goodness that's going to happen at Camp Zoom. And I'm your camp director. Woo!
All right, here's a one of mine. So I'm just a little over 2 months of no lash extensions. Now, I do have some lash extensions that I put on for like filming for some YouTube stuff as my lashes grow in. But if you are looking at this on the YouTube podcast, like you'll see, I have these little baby lashes. And it has been the most interesting journey because part of ways I love the cleanness of no lashes. I haven't loved my lash extensions for 3 years. I'm going to tell you that right now. I miss the person I had in LA. She was amazing. And I haven't found someone who just makes my lash extension looks natural. They all just looked like fake lashes, and it just drove me crazy. So anyways, I'm growing my lashes back out. It's been really hard. Like definitely it was like, I just don't feel as pretty anymore. I feel like I look tired. But I'm over 2 months, and I've been doing the work to get the lashes to grow and changing how I do my makeup. And another one is this, I've like gotten help with how to do my makeup now because, and this you're like, what, how is this a win? Because asking for help to make the changes in your life you want to make is a huge win. It's a huge win. And so thank you to people at Sephora. I had someone on January 1st help make sure that I didn't look like a pink-eyed little mouse as my lashes were the tiniest, like couldn't even put mascara on them. They were so small. And now they're long enough to put mascara on. And now I'm going back to learn how to do like some eyeliner or some other eyeshadow things because I haven't had to do these things in 5 years. So that's my win, just allowing myself to not feel as pretty as I used to, but also feel as beautiful as I am in this transitional time. And I hope that translates to other things in your life as well, as you can see yourself like maybe don't like how something is going on in your body and the changes that are happening in your body, but you can still love how beautiful you are within those changes. It's just hard to get used to sometimes, right? That's my win. I love it. I hope it helps you celebrate the beautiful parts of you that maybe you are in transition on. And here is your affirmation for the week. I am valued and helpful. I am valued and helpful. How often do you recognize your value? How often are you understanding that you are so, so helpful? Gone are the days of judging that we're never enough. We're not doing enough because it's just not true. You're amazing, exactly who you are. Until next time, be it till you see it.
That's all I got for this episode of the Be It Till You See It podcast. One thing that would help both myself and future listeners is for you to rate the show and leave a review and follow or subscribe for free wherever you listen to your podcast. Also, make sure to introduce yourself over at the Be It Pod on Instagram. I would love to know more about you. Share this episode with whoever you think needs to hear it. Help us and others be it till you see it. Have an awesome day.
Be It Till You See It is a production of the Bloom Podcast Network. If you want to leave us a message or a question that we might read on another episode, you can text us at +1 310-905-5534 or send a DM on Instagram at Be It Pod.
It's written, filmed, and recorded by your hosts, Leslie Logan, and me, Brad Crowell.
It is transcribed, produced, and edited by the epic team at Desenio.co.
Our theme music is by Ali at Apex Production Music, and our branding by designer and artist, Gianfranco Cioffi.
Special thanks to Melissa Solomon for creating our visuals.
Also to Angelina Herrico for adding all of our content to our website. And finally, to Meredith Root for keeping us all on point and on time.
All right, my coffee lovers, I got something for you. And I know most of you are coffee lovers because if you're listening to this, you have lots of things you're doing and coffee is something that you are taking with you everywhere you go. In fact, I know the Pilates instructors around here are taking coffee, kombucha, tea, and water into every class that they take. So this one is amazing because this is Pure Cafe Bold. They have two options for you. They've got black coffee and then they've got a caramel coffee latte, which is amazing. And here's why it's amazing. It's pre-brewed. So it comes in this amazing little packet. And you can actually just take the packet in to your office, your work on a plane, like we've been doing. And then you pour hot water in and boom, you've got coffee. And this coffee actually has some amazing stuff. It's not just regular coffee. This coffee supports your immune system. It boosts cognitive function, increases stamina, it reduces stress, and it has cordyceps.
And what are cordyceps, you ask? Oh, that's right. Brad's here. Nature's powerful secret energizer, a rare species of fungi, cordyceps is renowned for its invigorating properties and centuries-old use in traditional medicine, packed with essential nutrients. This natural adaptogen boosts stamina and supports overall well-being. And seriously, it's actually super simple to make. Leslie and I have taken it camping.
Yeah.
I'll use it in the afternoon.
We're taking it everywhere because I'm tired of conferences and different hotels having burnt coffee.
It's 1,000 times better than the terrible coffee that you get on an airplane.
And the black coffee is like less than a dollar a packet. So it's like, it's really kind of amazing.
Yeah. And I'm a big fan of the caramel myself.
He
the
does
caramel
like
has
it.
A little bit of milk in it. So.
It has some dairy. So my dairy free peeps, you can't do the caramel, but you can do the black, right?
Yeah. The black coffee is vegan, keto, gluten-free, non-GMO, nut-free, dairy-free, fat-free, and CGMP compliant.
All right. So here's the deal. You need to go to beitpod.com/coffee, beitpod.com/coffee. And when you do that, you are going to be able to get some amazing coffee that we're loving. You can buy it as a one-time purchase, or you can actually get it as a subscription. There's even family packs. So if you know that you've got a lot of coffee drinkers in your household, this is amazing. And it's honestly cheaper than all the coffees we've been making at home. So we are so excited. I hope you are. Go to beitpod.com/coffee. And, you know, cheers to you and I. Every morning, we'll be drinking the same coffee together. Woo!